This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny.
On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 9.08 Tuesday morning. We have tickets to see Pink right now for caller number 97. 800-400-3697. Tickets to see her Beautiful Trauma World Tour at Oracle Arena May 18th, 2018. And we're doing this all day, 9, noon, 3, and 5. But this is your first chance, so call now. 800-400-3697. Caller number 97, she's all yours. Call now.
That same number is our text number. But before we get to those, I have a couple things I can report about the fires in the North Bay. First, we have a number now that you just put this on a piece of paper for me, so I don't have it in story form, but 888-777 is a number you can text your zip code to, and they'll tell you if you've got an evacuation order in your area.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so 888.
Forget the dash, but it's 888-777. You push that in, text that, and then it'll ask what zip code you're looking for. You text in your zip code or your loved one's zip code and see if it's under evacuation. I did just get a text here from Sonoma County Sheriff's Office. Advisory, evacuation on Wall Road. This is Wall Road north of Trinity Road under mandatory evacuation. Brand new info. That's the Kenwood Glen Ellen area. That just came across about 8 minutes ago.
So let me just verify that I have it right, though. It's 3837s?
Correct.
So it's 888-777. That's where you can get an evacuation order report by texting that number.
Your own zip code, a loved one's zip code. Unbelievable.
510 says, these are the texts now. We're moving on. My house burnt down and the Red Cross took care of us. Got us a hotel with the kitchen and a living room. Got diapers and formula for our one-year-old. Held our hands while we watched our house burn from the curb across the street. I will always give praise to Red Cross. I donate every month. Morning, Alice family, says 408. Can you clarify whether Silverado burned or not? My dad and I went there for our first Christmas after my mom died. Here is a picture of, let me see here. The Safeway Open Tournament director, Jeff Sanders, was getting ready to go to sleep at Silverado Resort at 11 p.m. on Sunday after a busy week because the PGA Tour had been there. Sanders smelled smoke from the Napa wildfire charging down the hillside above the fifth hole near his room. He and other tournament officials had to be evacuated. That is a picture from the golf tournament with everything on fire. That's at Silverado. And that's in the sports page today. So that wasn't on the front page, as obviously that's not the only place that burned.
Right.
But it is one of them, yes. Silverado burned. I can't tell you exactly the extent of the damage, but I'm guessing it wasn't good. The mask you need for the smoke particulate is called N95 mask. And Sarah's correct, stating that you can get them from Home Depot. 707 confirms, I'm a nurse. It's an N95 mask you need. So if you can get those, or if anyone has those and can donate them, I'm sure they'll take them, as many as you can get up there. Hillside in Terra Linda is burning right now. Remind listeners to hose down property for falling ashes. That news came through last break from my colleague Stan Bunger over at KCBS.
Just awful.
My family got caught in the fire when it first started and my father's house burned down. People can help by donating water. We were notified that water needs to be boiled in Napa Valley now, so bottled water would be helpful. Thanks so much. Good to know.
Does it come, so their drinking water must come from a reservoir, and with all the ash falling into it, is that the problem?
Oh, that would make sense.
510 says, I've been dumped a lot, Vin. I'm only 25. That's the from the 510 from earlier
right.
that said, I always ask why.
Yeah. And you ask why because if someone, you know, you feel like it must be you. And it is you because you're getting broken up with. It's never them. When they say it's not you, it's me, it's you. But it's not because you're a bad person or don't deserve love. It's because, you know, you weren't a good fit. The problem is it's hard to express that to someone and asking why, while not helpful, is of course your first reaction.
Don't let it be.
Yeah, well, it is. You
don't
can't,
let
you
that
can't
be
change human nature.
Your first reaction or your fifth reaction. Don't ask why.
Go ahead and ask.
415 says, Vinny's right. If someone's breaking up with you and you ask them why, that's why.
Oh, yeah. God,
you asked too many questions?
God forbid you'd be curious about why someone was done with you. Why? I thought everything was great. You were just here last night doing stuff to me, and now we're breaking up?
It wasn't last night. You're crazy. You got a bad memory.
It was last night. You rat.
It was like a week ago.
That bastard. How dare you dump me on my ass?
415 says, I think pluking was coined by Frank Zappa. He says it a lot on the album Joe's Garage.
Oh.
Is Frank Zappa an East Coast guy?
No, I don't think so.
I know that he was in L.A. later in his life, for sure. But
I will say, my group of friends, I was never a huge Frank Zappa fan. I know a few of his songs, but John was a huge Zappa fan.
He's a guitar
like he's
god.
He's from Hollywood Hills.
So I'm not surprised that John loved
it. So maybe pluking is, that's probably where they got it. I can't imagine they would have come up with it on their own if Frank Zappa was saying it.
Yeah, I don't know. I was late to the Zappa thing. Like almost just recently did I realize the guy's pretty much a genius.
I only really heard it because everyone that I knew was, all these guys that I knew were into it. So it would be on at a party or something and they'd all be singing them.
Oh, it looks like he was born in Baltimore.
650 says, and using the super blunt Vin Hassan breakup will cost you visitation rights to one half of the greater metro area you live in. No, that's not how that breakup was me drinking in the guest room for a long period of time.
Yeah, and just not wanting to run into her or any of her friends ever again. That was a voluntary sacrifice on your part. North Bay's out.
Isn't fair. That relationship was a disaster and my fault. For sure. Absolutely. There's no way to behave, everyone.
But you got it together, Vinny. Second chances.
Oh, there's more stuff on the masks. But you know what? We don't have any way to get those to people.
And I'm sure any shelter will take them. If you have some or you want to donate some,
yeah, get them up.
You want to go to Home Depot and buy all of them that they have and then take them to a shelter, that's great. You can go to radioalice.com/fire. We have all kinds of resources there, links to some of the stuff that people need, et cetera. And that list is going to grow. We're talking about 20,000 displaced people, many of whom don't have a home to go home to. This is a long-term horrible situation and ongoing, and new fires sprouting up. Oh, you vey.
Did Vinny see the cam girls from SNL eating pickles?
Oh my God, that was so funny.
Was it?
It was a really good episode.
Was this just this weekend?
Just
that
this
was
weekend.
On there just.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
There was a really funny thing that Gal Gadot was the host. And one of the first sketches that they did was like one of those films. They said, you know, on E, when you want to not listen to stuff about the shooting or the hurricanes or the devastation or the nukes, just come to E. And we've got shows about Kendall. And then she was playing Kendall Jenner. And they had like the other girls as the Hadid twins. And they're just like vapid. They get lost in their own house because they're only two weeks a year. And it's enormous. And she's looking for the bathroom and she keeps stumbling into closets. And then at one point, like one of the Hadid girls finds her in there and is like, did you use this as a bathroom? It was super funny and cute.
That sounds good.
Yuzi is a professional tease on the Looking Glass.
Yeah, Yuzi, you're a cam girl.
Nah.
Nah.
Wish I got paid like one.
They can make some real
money. I'm pretty sure someone around here could set you up with a camera. It wouldn't be that difficult.
I mean, in the afternoon when you're just watching TV, you could have like a cam girl thing going on. Make buku bucks. Get a little tip jar on there.
Why not?
I don't think I can.
Husband's
to do
out
that.
There laying around on the hood of Mercedes.
Right. You could put on a wig so they wouldn't know it was you.
Oh, really?
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. The Girl in 60. That's a book if you want to read it. It's a mystery. It's funny. It's about this cam girl. It's funny.
703 says, maybe I missed it. Is there any way we could help people in Santa Rosa? Do you know anything? Have a peaceful day. Go to radioalice.com.
/fire.
There's ways to help, but most of them involve just making a donation or something like that. Yes, people do want to know the reason for the breakup. I was dumped. Not super sad about it, but always wondered why.
Yeah.
Years later, a friend told me his parents didn't think I was a good fit. I just laughed because he was a mama's boy, and it totally made sense. But could have saved me all that wondering if I had known at the time, LOL. Better to know.
530 says, dang it, Hooman, got through twice and couldn't understand what number you said I was either time. Get it together, man.
Get it together.
510 says, Vinny, you are awesome. Just never try to break up with Sarah. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, I'll Sarah, be following you, know you around screaming why and breaking your car. I'll do all the stuff Uzi does.
Oh,
I'll
really?
Do every bad story about breakups I ever heard. So don't try and break up with me, Vinny.
If John tried to break up with you, would you ask him why?
Yes, I would. After 30 years of being together, I would have some questions.
You would?
About it, yeah. I would.
You wouldn't.
If
be
your
like,
girlfriend tried to break up with you today when you got home, on. you wouldn't just, ask why?
Hold on. Let me just ask you a question. You don't have to get so mad. You wouldn't think to yourself, after all this time and everything I've done for you and all the stuff, all the times, you just want to break up with me.
Yeah. So
you
I'd be like,
think,
why?
Get out.
No.
Beat
I wouldn't.
It.
I'd try to save
Hit
it.
Hit the road,
Kidding
Jack.
Me? Be like, why? What can I do to make this not happen? He's the love of my life, Vinny. What am I supposed to do? Let him walk away without trying anything to stop it? I love him.
Yeah.
But I love you. Why am I up with that? Why? Why? I'd be screaming why he'd be trying to get in his car. I'd be on the hood going, why? Why?
408 says, what has Oprah given us?
Oprah?
Yeah.
All her favorite things. She gave everyone a car.
That was your excuse.
Yeah, the book club.
For that really disgusting behavior she displayed with Ellen there on
that
bit.
I like that. I thought that was very funny how just intensely out of touch they are.
Yeah, well, I thought the we're at the grocery store bit was a little funny, but then the whole I haven't been to a bank. Well, actually, I have. I just went and deposited $1 million just to do it.
Yeah, and at the end she said, oh, it was $2 million.
It was actually $2 million. Oh, you're disgusting.
Oh, it's funny.
And then you go, well, after all, she's given us.
Yes.
Well, this person's saying, what has Oprah given us?
Years, cars.
You got a car!
She gave us
you
each a car. Everybody gets a car. Years of enjoyment. I love Oprah.
Actually, it's $2 million. Oh, my God. Hilarious. 707 says, husband and I just had a fertility meeting and got back into the car to hear your voices. Makes me feel even more optimistic since you're making me smile.
Aww.
Thank you all. Even Hooman.
Oh, even you, Hooman.
This time's going to be the time.
Yeah.
That's rough. That's a struggle. The struggle is real.
Yeah.
What's that? The fertility thing?
Fertility thing.
Well, the husband's humping away. He loves it.
It gets to be a bit of a stress. When you're trying.
Well.
And it's not working.
Right. Thank you, Sarah, Vinny, Uzette, Hooman, and Bryn for your outpouring, says 415. Well, we're just doing our show, but.
There's no question that we are with you, though. This is, you know, it's It's not that I think of the hurricanes as being more abstract. I mean, you definitely think about the human loss and the loss of, but when it's in your own backyard, I mean, I feel like, and you can smell the smoke from it. It's so intensely real.
Hey, if they have any info on how nurses can go up to volunteer in the North Bay, can you post it on the website? It's hard to reach people to offer, and I don't want to bog down phone lines when other people need vital info.
Oh,
thanks.
That's
love the show. Again, we keep coming up against this. I know a lot of people want to help, but it's that connection part. I don't know that we're necessarily the best way to find you. I would imagine your hospital should have some kind of way for you to go up and volunteer up there.
Right. Well, that's interesting.
Right? I mean, mm-hmm. That's what I think.
Well, back to the Red Cross, they're looking for volunteers, and a lot of these centers, evacuation centers, are looking for
nurses,
and some of them are looking for people to come and visit the pets. If you can foster a pet or just go play with the pet.
Right.
The Judy Dench tattoo was a joke. It was a prank. Makeup did it, says 831. Judy Dench's tattoo of HW's initials was temporary and fake.
Yeah, JD loves HW. I thought, oh my God. Mm-hmm. That would be like the most unfortunate thing to have tattooed on your body.
Yeah, and I thought there's no way a lady whose first name is Dame ever did that.
Right. I thought maybe if she had so grateful for her career. I don't know.
She's 84. Her career was thriving when he was born, right?
I mean, I guess she's probably worked her whole life. I've only ever known her as an older actress. What is it? Oh, my God.
Oh,
are
my
you okay?
God. I just remembered something.
Oh, what?
Okay. So you know how sometimes I still do it. I know I'm not supposed to, but that clickbait where they're like, look at these pictures from when you're all.
Yeah.
I would never click. And so it was a picture of this young lady, great looking gal. I must have been the 70s.
Yeah.
You know, good looking.
Yeah.
Whatever. And you read a little blurb and it says, this lady was famous when she was young or whatever, but you know her as, and it's the old lady mother on Game of Thrones. The mother
I think
of,
I've seen yeah. that one, yeah.
Are you talking about the mother of the grandmother of Marjorie?
The one who drank the
Tyrell? Yeah.
Stuff
the one who drank
and
the
then
poison.
Said I did.
Yeah,
it.
That's the chick from like Mod Squad or something.
Whatever.
Right?
She was young and unrecognizable as the old lady with the side curtains.
Right.
Whatever that is she's wearing. What is that?
Her headdress thing.
I know.
Yucky.
Yeah. Why can't I think of her name?
Please remind folks to donate feminine hygiene products to fire survivors in shelters.
Yeah, they were saying Tampax and pads were on the list of needed things, along with diapers, baby supplies, adult diapers, and all kinds of comfort items like pillows and blankets.
Right.
Whatever, clothing. But you know what they
underwear.
Really... Underwear. They need money. They need the, you know, Red Cross and many other organizations are using that money to buy food and supplies, water. It may be easier. Money's easier to transport, that's for sure. Give what you can. A lot of hands have been out lately. It's tough, but this is right here at home.
Oh my God, it's super sweet, but seriously, Ed Sheeran's perfect song is going to be all of the weddings coming in all of the weddings coming up, speaking as a former wedding planner.
Mm-hmm. I was just at a wedding and that was the first song.
Of course it was.
You were just at a wedding?
Yeah, on Saturday. Yeah, it was my buddy's daughter. Congratulations, Janie. So happy for you and Scott.
Do they look totally in love?
Oh, yeah.
Was it an extravagant wedding, the kind you like?
It was very, like, heartfelt. It wasn't, like, over the top in terms of the expense, but my buddy's this girl's dad, and I could see him, like, walking down the aisle and just tearing up.
Aww.
I'd never seen him cry, so I was like, wow, there it is.
Well, why would you?
Yeah. You never watched, like, a sad movie with him or something?
No. I'm looking. So the woman's name is Diana Rigg.
Yeah, that's it. What's your name on the
Oleana or something?
Oh, yeah.
Olena.
Olena.
Oh, sorry. Did you want to see the pictures?
Yeah.
Just wanted to say, amidst all the tragedy yesterday, how comforting it was to hear Yuzette's voice yesterday. Oh, thanks for going in on a scheduled day off, Yuzi.
Yeah, Yuzi. Thank you for doing
that. That's the picture.
And Yuzi was excellent yesterday. I listened to, I think, about 2 hours of the updates and everything else, and you did very, very well.
Thanks.
I was really glad that you were there. Thank God for you and your 2:45 wake-up time.
Hooray!
Yeah.
650, listening to you every morning and love you guys. Thanks for keeping us updated on all the unfortunate events between the hurricanes, shootings, and now fires. It's hard not to get sucked into all the misery of it all, but you keep it up. But you keep it real. You're the best.
Thanks for listening.
Dude, I grew up in Santa Rosa. The house I grew up in is gone. My high school, grade school, and summer camp, all gone.
Oh, my God.
Santa Rosa got it bad. I mean, everybody did, but...
Right. And there's all kinds of fires burning up there.
Thank you, Yuzette. You did great yesterday.
Oh, thank you.
Yuzi loves working anyway. She always says she doesn't want to take any time off. You should just come in every day.
After I typed my last text, the tears came. I'm alone with my animals, and hearing your voice is everything to me right now, says 707.
I think one of the hardest things is watching the news, just the conflagration, and people standing there in front of what used to be their homes, and they got the news cameras in their faces, and they're just, like, white with shock. Oy.
I think that pretty much gets us current. It's a lot more of, and all of them are important, but...
Yeah, thanks to everybody who texted us. And don't forget, if you're looking for ways to help, RadioAlice.com/fire. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening today to everybody in the North Bay who's dealing with the fires. Good luck. We're thinking about you. We're hoping for the best. Hopefully, now that most of the rescue stuff is done, they'll be able to start really battling these, and we'll get some containment soon. RadioAlice.com/fire.
Yeah, Brad just put up a bunch more stuff.
Okay. There's lists of things that people need at each of the shelters, and RedCross.org if you're looking for ways to help, whether it's money, donations, or your own time.
Bradley is our IT department.
That's right.
He's the guy keeping the RadioAlice.com website up to date with the latest info for you.
And Ron. And Ron.
Bradley Ron. And Ronald, the Ron. IT department and Alice.
Ron.
Great job, boys.
All right. Have a great day, everybody. Be safe, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.